North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, live in a money pit. Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I'm calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete, Wagner Sprayers, RoofMax, and the Angie app. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we're here to help you take on your home improvement projects. You got a do-it-yourself project. You want to get something done here for the warm weather ahead. You want to build a deck. You want to build a patio. I did that this weekend. Not exactly a patio, but I built some bases for our hoses. They come off two sides of the house, and we had a paver set there before, Leslie. But, you know, over the years, even though did a good job and we put them in, it was probably 20 years, they settled. I just noticed they were getting overgrown. I said, I'm going to tear it all out. And I put it in a concrete base, a little bit of a slab, and rebuilt it on top of that. It came out good because I guess I needed a weekend project, so I found one.
You're always able to find a project. Don't even try it.
No doubt. If you guys are looking for a weekend project, or maybe you got one you need some help with, that's what we do. We're here to help you get it done right, so you can enjoy the warm weather ahead. You can help yourself by reaching out to us. You can go to the Money Pit website at moneypit.com/ask, moneypit.com/ask, or you can call us 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up on today's show, if you are enjoying a relaxing afternoon in your own backyard, it's definitely one of the true joys of home ownership. But if you prefer to keep out of the public eye, privacy screening can help. We're going to give you some tips on landscaped privacy screenings that provide a natural option over fencing and the best ways to get it done.
And also ahead, warmer weather months mean that it's a great time to start really enjoying all of those outdoor spaces, and a wood deck is a great way to do just that. But if you're planning a new deck, what exactly is the right type of lumber you should be using? We're going to walk you through the four most common options just ahead.
And by the time most of us spot a roof leak, the water is usually dripping through a ceiling somewhere. But, you know, roof leaks actually start forming a lot earlier than that. So we're going to share how you can catch leaks in the making just ahead.
But first, we want to help you create your best home ever. From bathrooms to basements and demolition to decor, we're your coach, your counselor, your cheerleader for all of your projects, big or small.
And sometimes your therapist as well.
Usually that comes first.
Plus, we've got a great giveaway. We've got the Wagner Control Pro Airless Paint Sprayer to give out to one lucky listener drawn at random. This is an awesome tool. It makes painting projects inside and out really fast. If you'd like to qualify, all you need to do is reach out to us with your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your question to moneypit.com/ask. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Justina, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Quickly, we just bought a house, like a 1920s home. And
you're listening
to
Shasta, Reading, KCNR. We will resume normal programming shortly.
There might be carpenter ants or termites that have, like, there's basically big holes in the base of the columns. So the porch columns are one piece, and then below there is just a separate piece of wood. They're like these decayed blocks in the front of these porch columns. So it's really just the bottom segment, and the actual pillar itself seems to be,
And above this privacy screen you're creating, you're not going to want trees that are so big that they're going to grow into those wires. I mean, we did Leland cypress, which is sort of like in the arborvitae, like variety over there, and they have grown so fast that I find like every so often I've got to come in and cut them down because they just want to wrap around the wires because I've had them, what, now probably 18 years, and they've easily been 30 feet tall in no time. So those guys grow. So you have to pay attention to the evergreen or the tree or whatever you're picking. You need to pay attention to their width when that item is mature. Now, the rule is that spacing between the trunks when you plant should equal that mature width. While your ideal growing conditions will vary for sure by species, one thing all of these evergreens have in common is that they love being in the sunshine. So you want to give them at least 6 hours of direct sunlight a day, and their foliage is going to remain full, and that will help keep your privacy intact. Now, if you need to get a sense of privacy right away, you want to select specimens that are at least 6 feet tall already with green foliage and very moist root balls. Now, they're going to reach 15 feet or more when they mature, and these trees need to be planted far enough apart so that they'll be touching when they're fully grown. But if you put them too close together in the beginning, they're going to kind of stunt each other's growth. So you have to make sure that you're really paying attention to how big these guys are going to get. And again, that spacing will depend on the variety you choose. So if you're unsure, when you go to the garden center, ask these questions. How big? How wide? What kind of spacing? You want to do it right the first time.
Yeah, you know, look, when the hedge fills in, it's amazing. But you got to be patient. You're not going to get instant satisfaction here like you would if you use the fence. But they are absolutely beautiful. And if you do it right, it's going to last forever. Hey, if you got a question about your home improvement project inside or out, reach out to us right now. Just click on the leave a message button and we will get back to you as soon as possible.
Eloise in North Carolina is dealing with some unwanted visitors. Squirrels! Eloise, one tried to get into my screened-in porch last week because of a pizza box. I can only... And it scared the bejesus out of me.
Must have been an Italian squirrel.
Yeah. Tell us what's going on.
The squirrels have decided that they like the coziness of getting inside and down into the eaves of the porch rather than to nest in a tree. And they have started eating away at my house. I've noticed places where they've been gnawing, as well as the nests that are down in the eaves. How can I get rid of them?
Well, there's a couple of ways that you can deal with squirrels in the attic. It's kind of like bats in your belfry. They drive you crazy, but there are some ways to try to manage these populations. First of all, you can trap and release. If you invested in a couple or even one Have-A-Heart traps, Have-A-Heart is a trap that has a door on it that lets the squirrel in, doesn't harm them. Usually you'll use an apple or something like that as bait. We usually recommend you wire it to the frame of the trap because they'll figure it out and they'll steal it and not get stuck in the trap. And then once they get stuck in the trap, you take the whole trap, stick it in the trunk of your car, drive out to a woodsy area, lift the door, and off they will run happily to once again rejoin Mother Nature. Another thing that you can do is you could consider using a squirrel repellent. There are different types of repellents that are available. They usually are repellents that are designed to emulate a natural predator of squirrels, like fox or something of that nature. And you either spray them or you sometimes they're in like a bag and you hang them in the area, and that can deter them. But really the first thing I would do is try to seal up any gaps that are allowing them to get into this attic space to begin with.
Okay, I have some homework to do. Thank you so much.
Ah, you sure do. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. You can get your home projects done right with Angie. Coming up, wood or wood not? Now, when it comes to building a new deck, not all wood is created equal. We're going to share the most durable, cost-effective, and weather-resistant choices for building wood decks when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Freshen up your home with spring decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center in Anderson, featuring antique lamps and lighting, desks and dressers, linens and love seats, and more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center in Anderson. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 10 to 6. Sunday, noon to 5. Closed on Tuesdays. Call 530-365-1399. That's 530-365-1399.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Remember us, the Tula Kid? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Ah, this is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. If you've got a home improvement question, click on Leave a Message on MoneyPit.com, and if you do, we'll get back to you first.
Now we've got Ken from North Dakota on the line with a question about roofing. What can we do for you today?
So I have a 20-year-old house that I reshingled recently and took out the power vent and put in, when we finished the roof, of course, then I put in the continuous ridge vent.
Yep.
And when the power vent was in there, the soffits were all full up with insulation, and then there was just every fifth rafter they had the four-foot baffle to allow air in.
Yes.
So now my question is with the continuous ridge vent, do I need to open up the soffits so that there's more ventilation in there?
Yeah, well, first of all, removing that power vent was a really smart thing. I'm not sure if you realize this, but removing it basically is going to make your whole home more efficient, because those power attic ventilators, what happens is in the summertime when they kick on, they're so powerful that they take air not only out of the attic, but they'll reach down into the house through all the nooks and crannies and spaces around wiring and plumbing and such, and it will pull out all the air-conditioned air or some portion of it, which means you have to replace it and cost you more to cool. So that part was good. Ridge vent was good. To your question about the soffits, yes, you would be better off having those soffits be completely open as opposed to every few feet. You know, when you had the power ventilator, you were able to get away with it, but a continuous ridge and soffit vents is the best way to go. They work together to flush out warm air in the summer and cool, moist air in the winter, which can make your insulation inefficient.
Correct. All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate the help.
Well, if you're planning to build a deck project to expand your outside living space, you might be wondering what kind of material to use. Well, according to Consumer Reports, wood remains the most popular choice for decking, even with all of the composite decking products available. But we all know that wood does need a fair amount of regular maintenance to stay in good shape, and some types of wood need more than others. Now, the four most common choices for wood decking are cedar, ipe, pine, and redwood, and they all vary when it comes to their ratings for performance and value, so here's what you need to consider.
Now, first up, let's talk about climate and weathering. Whether you live in the strong sunshine or have really arid heat of the west or the warm humidity of the south, weather has a big impact on the durability of your deck. Slip resistance is also important, particularly if your deck's going to be near a pool. Now, strength is, of course, a key. Do you like to entertain a crowd? Wood decking stands up really well for bending and bowing. And also, some wood materials are better at resisting accidental stains and dents, like, you know, hamburger grease and stuff like that that flies off the grill, which often come with active families using those grills all the time, like we do. I mean, it's pretty much a nightly thing at our house. And, of course, there's also the cost factor, which can vary a lot.
Now, when it comes to rankings among cedar, ipe, pine, and redwood, the natural western red cedar was named the top choice for its overall performance and value. Now, it scored highly for its resistance to flexing and weathering, and surprisingly, it's about half the price of natural ipe, which is a popular and strong South American hardwood that was ranked a close second. Now, cedar is a soft wood, though, so it is susceptible to surface damage. It's also about 30% more expensive than pine, which is the cheapest wood option, but that's got to be pressure-treated to resist rot, and that's ranked third for its performance.
Now, between the cost and its fair performance ratings, natural redwood placed fourth in the rankings. And some homeowners still do love the look, although, like cedar and ipe, redwood is naturally resistant to rot and decay. Now, that said, you should know that beautiful redwood color, it doesn't last for long. You give it a year or two, and you'll be looking at a much darkened surface. Pretty much the same for cedar. You know, people think these surface colors don't change, but they do. The sun does a number on them, so you're going to have to eventually stain it anyway. I would make the decision based on the wood's durability as much as its look, because it's going to change over time.
Well, no matter which wood product you do choose, remember you've got to protect your investment by staining and sealing it regularly, because that's going to keep your outdoor living space looking totally decked out. You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you working on this spring weekend? We are running towards Memorial Day, so you're going to quickly run out of time to make things look super fun and festive at your Money Pit. So how can we help? We want to get your house in tip-top shape for the summer season. The Money Pit is broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, if you've ever had a roof leak, you know that getting it fixed fast can qualify as a minor emergency. But that leak actually began forming a long time before you even spotted it. We're going to share how to spot leaks early in today's roof review tip presented by RoofMax.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need and Angie will handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. There's no mixing needed when setting posts. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com. Now that winter's passed, have you noticed rotted wood around your windows, doors, or exterior trim? Over time, wood can become damaged from exposure to moisture, bugs, and UV. But there's no need to replace that damaged wood. You can repair it instead.
That's right. Abitron's liquid wood and wood epoxy are easy-to-use epoxy adhesives that make structural, shrink-free, cost-effective repairs to rotted or damaged wood. These products are great for windows, doors, columns, or other wooden features that have been exposed to the elements and are showing signs of deterioration. They restore the wood for a permanent repair.
And here's how. Liquid wood penetrates deep into soft, deteriorated wood and then hardens, restoring its strength. And wood epoxy is a lightweight epoxy wood filler that rebuilds missing wood. It hardens to a material that can be worked just like real wood.
Both products can be sanded and painted, saving you the time, trouble, and expense of replacing rotted wood. Abitron Liquid Wood and Wood Epoxy are proven by decades of outstanding performance. To learn more and find a dealer near you, visit Abitron.com. That's A-B as in boy, A-T-R-O-N.com. Abitron. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Got home improvement questions and don't know where to turn for answers? Well, you can turn to us.
That's right. Whether you live in a house, a condo, an apartment, a yurt, we don't care because we know we can help you with answers to questions about remodeling, renovation, or decor. You can also follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
Pick up the phone, shoot us an email, post your question, whatever it is. We are ready to help you with whatever it is you are working on this spring. Maybe you've got a painting project on your to-do list. Well, if so, we have got a great product to give away this hour. It's the Wagner Control Pro 170 High Efficiency Airless Paint Sprayer. This paint sprayer will make it so that you as the homeowner can take on some big painting projects all on your own. It's easy to use. It applies a high-quality finish that you definitely can be proud of. It's never been easier to paint like a pro. Check it out both online and in-store at Lowe's Home Improvement.
That Wagner Control Pro 170 paint sprayer is going out to one listener drawn at random. If you'd like to win it, you got to be in it. And that means you need to reach out to us right now with your home improvement question. You can go to MoneyPit.com, click on Leave Us a Message. Then you get to record your question, and we will put you at the top of the list for getting an answer on the show.
Debbie in Arkansas is on the line and has a question to help her daughter's house. What can we do for you guys?
Hi, my daughter recently bought a house. It's an older house that's been remodeled, and she was going to renovate around her fireplace, and she discovered that the large wall behind the fireplace, which is about a 20-foot wide wall, has got it had brick behind the plaster, and so she took all the plaster down, but it had been put up with liquid nails. So there's liquid nails all over this brick, all over it, and it's made a terrible mess, and she's called in a couple of people to give bids, and it was thousands of dollars to either re-brick over it or chisel it down, and they said it would probably ruin the brick if they did. And so I was just curious if you had any ideas at all. We looked up on the Internet, and there was one about a heat gun possibly, but I thought maybe you might have a cheaper or easier way of doing it.
Wow, it's quite a mess. Yeah, I mean, certainly you can use a heat gun, but a heat gun is very hot, and it's going to cause all kinds of fumes. And the problem with the fact that you had this type of adhesive, it's going to soak into the pores of the brick. So at best, even after doing all that, you're going to end up painting the brick, which we hate to tell anybody to do, because it's going to, otherwise it's just going to look terrible. You're never going to have that natural brick. That decision was made for you by whoever decided it was a good idea to glue the plaster right to the brick without putting any kind of a furring strip or something of that nature. There are, you know, various types of adhesive softeners out there, but I fear that even if you went through all that trouble, you're still going to have a very undesirable looking surface. So I think if, I'm sorry that it's all torn up now, but I think if it was me, I would probably fur over that, attach wood strips to that brick surface, and I would probably put new drywall or some other surface over it at this point and give up on the idea of having an exposed brick wall, unless, of course, you want to rebrick the whole thing, which is, you know, a big mess and a big job.
And a big expense, too.
And a big expense, yeah, of course, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, all right, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well, by the time most of us spot a roof leak, the water is usually dripping through a ceiling somewhere, but roof leaks actually start forming a lot earlier than that. We're going to share how to catch leaks in the making in today's roof review tip presented by RoofMax. Now, there are a lot of ways that roof leaks can form, but the vast majority of leaks happen at the points where the roof sections intersect. Now, this is where the roof gets the most movement in terms of expansion and contraction, and all of that movement can definitely lead to a leak.
Yeah, now here are some great examples of how this happens. First up, let's talk about roof valleys. Now, you've seen these. This is where different sections of the roof sort of come together. Typically, they form sort of a V, where you have sort of two surfaces, two planes that are running water towards this seam in the middle that's in this V shape. Sometimes it's like at a 45-degree angle, depending on the pitch. But where those shingles come together, you're either going to have metal flashing that lays at the bottom of that channel, or you're going to have the shingles that overlap and sort of lock together. But because this is an area where water collects on its way to your gutters, and it's an intersection of two big sections, we will frequently find that leaks form here when the flashing of the shingles wears out from all of that movement.
Yeah, now another spot are your plumbing vents. So when you look at your roof, have you ever noticed all of those pipes that are sticking out? Well, those are the plumbing vents, and they share a very common form of rubber-sealed flashing. It's like a boot that goes over the vent and then under the shingles. Now, the problem is that that rubber seal is going to wear out from exposure to sunlight, then it's going to leak, and that usually shows up in your bathroom or your kitchen ceilings that are just below where that vent pipe is located.
Now, finally, let's talk about chimneys. Now, if you have a brick chimney that goes up through the roof, the flashing system that basically creates the seal between it and the roof is made up of two parts, which we call flashing and counter-flashing. Now, the flashing goes under the shingles and up against the side of the chimney, and the counter-flashing actually gets cut into one of the mortar joints and then folds over that flashing piece. They sort of form a sliding joint that allows for normal movement of the chimney due to wind. Now, while you like to think that your chimneys don't move, they actually move quite a bit. I've seen it. You know, when the wind hits it, they're going to move a little bit. They can move a couple of inches at a time, but they get sort of held in place by the sections of the roof around it. That flashing system, though, when it leaks, repairs need to be done. Now, most commonly, you'll find a roofer, especially the lazy kind, will trowel some roof cement around it. We don't like that. What we want our roofer to do is to replace the flashing completely with new flashing, new base flashing, new counter flashing, because that is going to stand up for the long run.
Yeah, and you know what? While all these situations can cause big leaks, they're pretty easy for a pro to spot early on. Companies like RoofMax offer a maintenance package that focuses on the most leak-prone areas of the roof, and RoofMax's experts will inspect your roof and make minor repairs to the most common issues that are going to help protect your home.
And that's today's roof review tip presented by RoofMax. A RoofMax treatment restores flexibility and waterproofing protection of aging asphalt shingle roofs, extending life by as much as 15 years. RoofMax treatments come with a 5-year flexibility guarantee and are purchased through a nationwide network of factory-trained and certified dealers who also apply the treatment. Learn more at RoofMax.com. That's Roof, M-A-X-X.com.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, coming to you from the Angie Studios. When it comes to home projects, we know you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with top pros to get the job done right. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, we're going to help one listener who's dealing with this thing. You know, it's pretty common this time of year. Those air conditioning vents get super cold, but the air is still warm and you end up with condensation. So we're going to help them out to stop all of that yucky moisture from forming in crawl space. So stick around.
Live in a body pit.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Number three, making sure you have a vapor barrier, which is nothing more than a sheet of plastic laid across that entire crawl space dirt floor. And fourth, put some vents in that crawl space if you don't have them already, because this will reduce the amount of moisture that's there in the first place and further help you reduce that condensation issue.
All right, next up we've got Anita in Illinois. Now, Anita says, I'm going to have to install a new central air conditioning system this year. How do I know what size to get for my 1,800-square-foot single-story home? Now, that's super important because if you size it too big, while you might think like, woohoo, more air conditioning, like that's got a whole bunch of other problems.
Yeah, you're right, Leslie, because most people will try to go think bigger is better, you know, and they'll always go with the bigger unit. But a lot of things happen when you use one that's too big. So, first of all, it's going to cycle, which means it's going to go on and off and on and off and on and off a lot more than it should. That's going to definitely shorten the life. But because it doesn't run long enough in doing that, it also doesn't dehumidify the house as much as air conditioning typically does. That's going to leave you feeling sort of cold and clammy. So that's really not a good idea either. And, of course, it wastes a ton of energy. Now, figuring out the exact size of an air conditioner is going to be dependent on a lot of factors, and that's why there's a calculation called a heat loss calculation that a professional HVAC contractor would and should do on your house. They shouldn't be guessing at this. The heat loss calculation takes into consideration how much insulation you have, how many windows you have, how many windows you have on the south side, whether the glass is insulated or not, do we have to compensate for heat gain through those windows, and a lot of other factors. The rule of thumb is that you will need 1 ton of air conditioning for 600 to 800 square feet of house space, of house floor plan. But again, you've got to do the heat loss calculation to kind of dial it in beyond that.
You know what, Anita? It is a big investment. I mean, air conditioning systems are not going to be inexpensive, so you want to make sure it's sized properly. This way you can have it for the long run and go with an efficient model so you'll be super happy.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, thank you so much for spending this part of your weekend with us. We hope we gave you a few tips and ideas that you find useful as you get projects done around your house. Remember, you can reach out to us. So as you're stretched out in that lounge chair thinking about something you want to get done and you don't know how to tackle it, you can always go to moneypit.com, click on Leave Us a Message, record your question. We will get back to you on the very next edition
of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. The parts of the U.S., the United States, most of it up in the northeast area, baking in 90-degree temperatures.
We've got very warm, unseasonably warm, moist air that's lifting all the way to the north from the southern U.S. up into New England. And we currently have heat advisories in effect for portions of the northern mid-Atlantic into the northeast.
And the National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Pereira says that's going to stay hot through the weekend.
We are expecting a cool down as we get into the early part of the week out across much of the eastern U.S. But we are looking at another day tomorrow of unseasonably warm weather.
Meanwhile, in North Texas, very windy conditions, much cooler today. Temperatures were in the mid-70s, falling into the 60s tonight. The death toll in that Michigan tornado on Friday now stands at two, with dozens injured.
It's very windy. It's the start of one.
It is one.
A rare tornado ripped through Gaylord, Michigan Friday, leaving a path of destruction. Gaylord is a city of about 4,200 people, roughly 230 miles northwest of Detroit.
Whoa.
The roof just came off. Oh, my God.
Fine. Multiple homes and businesses were damaged. Video posted on social media showed extensive damage along Gaylord's Main Street. Jim Kesor, a Gaylord-based meteorologist with the National Weather Service, said extreme winds are rare in that part of Michigan because the Great Lakes normally suck energy out of such storms. I'm Mike Grossio.
Quick work in Australia. Voters went to the polls on Saturday and results already in. Center-left opposition party toppling the conservative government after almost a decade in power. Contrast that to Pennsylvania, where the Republican primary for the Senate seat was Tuesday, still not known results. Town Hall.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that I can tell you fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the three-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
An outbreak of avian flu is forcing farmers to cull their flocks and leading to concerns about even higher food prices.
While it doesn't pose a significant threat to humans, the outbreak is prompting a new wave of some of the same conspiracy theories that emerged from the COVID-19 pandemic. Experts who study misinformation say claims that the avian flu is a bioweapon or an elaborate hoax reflected deepening distrust of the media and scientific experts. For poultry farmers and animal health officials in affected states, however, the flu poses a threat that's all too real for both their animals and their local economies. Jeremy House reporting.
Talk shows on Sunday, ABC's This Week, has White House COVID response coordinator Dr. Ashish Shah, retired Admiral Mike Mullen, former Joint Chiefs of Staff chair, is also a guest. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A research fellow with the Heritage Foundation says there are a handful of ways Congress can curb inflation. Joel Griffith suggests Democrat lawmakers, in particular, stop their federal spending spree.
Well, over the past few years, Congress has spent $6 trillion above and beyond what they normally spend. That's about $100,000 per family in the United States. And virtually all of that money has been borrowed, or even worse, has been printed.
Meanwhile, speaking with the Salem Radio Network this week, Griffith says congressional Democrats have shown they don't care about inflation, particularly since the start of the pandemic.
You had Congress paying businesses to keep the door shut. You had Congress that was paying people not to work. They were paying people more off the job than on the job.
Federal studies last year showed that consumer prices rose 8% in 2021. That's the highest inflation since 1981. More stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Money Pit is presented by Quikrete, Wagner Sprayers, RoofMax, and the Angie app. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And this is episode 2207. We so appreciate you taking a part of your day to listen to us, and we're here to help you, give you some tips and some ideas on how to get projects done around your house or your apartment, wherever you live. If you've got a to-do on that list that has to do with home improvement, remodeling, repair, decor, you can slide it over to our list by reaching out to us. A couple of ways to do that. We recommend highly that you go to moneypit.com and click on that little blue button on the right side that says leave a message, because this way you'll be able to record your question right to us, and we will put you at the head of the line for getting back to you with an answer. Or you can also call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up on today's show, if you enjoy cooking outdoors, building an outdoor kitchen may be on your someday list. You know, the projects you want to get done someday, always sort of putting it off. Well, we've got some news for you. That day could come a lot sooner than you think, thanks to a new type of very affordable and modular brick that makes building fire pits and benches and even a complete outdoor kitchen as easy as stacking blocks. Think Lego. If you can build with Lego, you can build a complete kitchen. We're going to tell you all about it.
And also ahead, it's always nice to hear the sounds of birds around the house, unless what you hear is the sound of a bird crashing into your window. Bird strikes are surprisingly common and, you know, pretty unsettling. And most of the times the birds just kind of get up and walk away, which is totally bizarre. So we're going to share some tips on how to protect your feathered friends.
And if your spring cleaning includes power washing stained concrete surfaces, we're going to share a new sealer that you can use to protect against a wide variety of those stains and a lot more.
But first, you need some help with a renovation, a repair, even a decorating project? Whatever it is, we are here to help you create your best home ever and tackle your to-dos with confidence. So let us know what you're working on.
Plus, we got a great giveaway. If you've got a spring painting project plan, we're giving away the Wagner Control Pro Airless Paint Sprayer. This is an awesome tool. It's going out to one listener who calls us with their home improvement question. We will draw you at random, hopefully you, out of the Money Pit hard hat, and send the Wagner Control Pro 170 out to your door. This thing actually lets you get painting projects done 3 times faster than using a roller, so you don't want to miss it. Click on the Leave a Message button, that blue button, on our website at moneypit.com, and record your question, send it to us, and you will be in the pot to win the Wagner Control Pro 170. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
All right. Mike is on the line, has a question about staining the deck. What is going on? Because we want to get you ready for the summer. How can we help?
I have 2 decks, and a few years ago, I stripped it, the deck clean, did it the right way, sanded it, and restained it, and now it has turned back into what it was. So I'm questioning whether I need to replace all the boards, or is there something else that I could do, you know, to get this deck looking good again.
So when you say it turned back into what it was, is it stain you put on, or is it peeling, or what are you seeing in terms of surface? Is it just...
It is. It's peeling. It's discolored. And I have 2 decks, one that's directly on Lake Champlain in Vermont and the one that's back in the hills of Vermont. And so it gets, you know, pretty tough weather here. But I've fallen back a couple years and it didn't last like I had hoped.
Yeah. And did you use paint or stain?
I used stain.
Because stain typically doesn't peel. Stain usually just fades and wears away. But you definitely have an adhesion issue. Look, if I was to do this again and I wanted to keep it as a wood deck, what I would do is I would prime it. I would take it down again to the surface, and I would use an oil-based primer. You can use like very often with cedar, for example, we use an anti-tannin primer because that basically will really grab the cedar, and then on top of that we put a solid color stain, and that seems to work really well. I did that when I was staining my house, and the stain lasted like ridiculously long time, like maybe 15 or 18 years, because we had done it that way by priming it first. If you want another option, and due to this extreme weather that you're experiencing in those parts of the country, this could be a good reason for you to do what we call a deck makeover, where you essentially take off all the decking boards and the railings and replace only those portions. If the structure is good, so if the structure is still well attached to the house, properly supported and no issues there, then you take off the wood decking boards and just put composite decking down as a decking surface. And depending on how far you want to take it, you know, you could also do a composite decking railing, or you could use one of these, you know, sort of nuanced railing systems that are cable rails or clear rails. You know, all of those options are open to you, but you won't be having any more issues with staining and sealing and all of that if you go with composite. And I think the prices have come down. It's available from so many resources today, so many different places, from the giant home centers to the manufacturers and the lumber yards.
Well, thank you so much. Just one side question. You would never take the boards up and turn them over, would you?
Well, you certainly could do that. We usually tell people to do that if the boards are cracked and checked, if you have a bad board. Now, I mean, you certainly could do that if you want to, you know, stay with the staining and start with a fresh surface. But I still think given 2 or 3 years, you're probably going to be looking at a similar situation once again.
All right. Well, I appreciate your help so much.
Yeah, and remember, any angled cuts are not going to work if you flip them upside down, unless it's just a straight, you know, cut of the board. That's going to be an issue.
No, but it's good timing, and I really appreciate your help.
All right. Well, good luck with that project, Mike.
Right on. Love the show.
Thank you so much.
Now, we've got Dana on the line who's got a question about window glazing. What's going on?
I have a number of fixed-pane picture windows in my home that the glazing is kind of pulling out of. It's not the kind of old-school glazing that gets hard and chips off, but it's kind of like a little bit sticky and soft, and it's just coming out of, and so I'm wondering how I can fix this without having to actually take the window out. I could probably take the trim off on the exterior fairly easily, but some of these are quite large, and I really don't want to mess with taking out the interior trim.
So, Dana, you're on the right track here. The glazing that you're talking about is actually what's known as wet glazing. And wet glazing is the glazing that's between the fixed pane window, so that's all a sealed window unit, right? And then the frame that it's contained within, which in your case sounds like it's wood. And it seems to me like the original manufactured wet glazing that was in there is starting to deteriorate and fall out, as you've described it. So I would do kind of what you're suggesting in the sense that I would take off the trim to get to the side of that, to get to the, be able to see all of that. I'd pull out anything that's loose or deteriorated and easily comes out. And then simply replace that with a silicone caulk. A good quality silicone caulk can take the place of that old wet glazing. And here's a little trick of the trade. You want to try to get that filled up as much as you can. If you wet your hand or wet your finger, or use something like a little bit of window cleaning solution on the tips of your fingers, it will slide over that glazing, over that caulk, and leave a nice, perfect bead in its place. Usually you can't do, you can do this with latex, but when it's silicone, you can't. That's why you gotta wet your hand first and use my favorite trowel, which are my fingers, to like sort of smooth it in there and have it lay in nice and tight. So it's a project, so I would try to do everything you know exists in one, you know, one attempt, and this way you'll have some number of years before perhaps any additional glazing starts to separate.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today.
And just ahead, if you'd like to improve your outdoor space by adding an outdoor kitchen, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, a planter, or even a bench, there's a way to do that that is as easy as stacking blocks. We'll explain when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-sitting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-sitting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-sitting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. Quality air and filtration is important, but if you've got traditional pleated air filters and you don't replace them every month, they're going to quickly get caked with dirt and dust. And when that happens, airflow stops and your HVAC system can't do its job, and ultimately you can damage your system.
Which is why we're thrilled to now be working with Castle Filters. They've created a patented no-maintenance one-year HVAC air filter that holds 10 times more dust than a pleated filter.
Yep, Castle Filters is a great story. Their filters have more surface area, so they work longer, and they're using a patented sticky layer that traps more dust particles yet maintains airflow, so you can leave it in for a full year.
Castle filters do cost a little more than a traditional air filter, but come on, they last 10 times longer, saving you a ton of money in the long run.
And having better airflow through your HVAC system means your unit doesn't have to work as hard, which also saves you money.
So get Castle filters for your home. They're available in all common sizes. Just visit castlefilters.com to learn more and to find out where to buy in your area. That's castlefilters.com. There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need and Angie will handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, you got home improvement questions, but you don't know where to turn for the answers? Well, turn to us.
That's right. If you live in a house, a condo, an apartment, we can help you get projects done. Doesn't matter if you're remodeling, you're renovating, you're repairing, or you're decorating. If you follow The Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast, we are confident we can lend you a hand. Hey, you guys ready to take on some painting projects this spring? If you are, we've got a great product we're giving away from our friends at Wagner. It's the Wagner Control Pro 170 High Efficiency Airless Paint Sprayer. Now, I use this on a fencing project around my house. I had a long fence to do, and I love it. It allowed me to hook up my 5-gallon can of stain and then just take it all the way down to the end of the fence line without having to change out 1 gallon at a time. Now, if you have smaller projects, you can do that. But in this one, it was just nice to have that capability. This allows you to take on big projects like that by yourself instead of hiring a pro. It'll save you some money, and you'll get up to 55% less overspray than traditional airless paint sprayers. And the best news, your stuff's going to go on. Your paint, your stain's going to go on 3 times faster than a roller. It's available both in-store and online at Lowe's Home Improvement, but we've got one to give out to a lucky listener. Make that you. Reach out to us with your home improvement question. Go to MoneyPit.com, click on Leave a Message, or call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
John in Virginia's on the line with a roofing question. Tell us what you're working on.
My house is a 70-year-old house with a rolled metal roof that's showing some signs of rust. I'm wondering if I should think about replacing that, or is there some kind of painting that I can put on there that would help?
You said rolled metal roof?
They roll the seams, and then it's painted with a reflective paint.
Okay. You mean, is it got a slope to it?
Oh, yeah.
I think what you're talking about is what we call a standing seam metal roof, where the seams are folded together. Now, you say it's starting to add some rust, get some rust. Generally, the mistake with metal roofs is that when they start to rust out, people will use a sealant like tar or roof cement, and that actually starts the clock on further deterioration because water will still get under that, but now it has nowhere to go or dry out, so it rusts it out even further. You know, a proper metal roof repair is going to involve metal, and you're essentially going to solder a piece of metal on top of that old roof. And if you do that and maintain it properly, that roof could literally last indefinitely. It sounds to me like you've got some reflective paint on there and such, so that helps to preserve it too, but you're going to have to pull all that off to make this repair. So it really comes down to how much rust is there. And the quicker you can repair that, the better off you're going to be.
So sandblast, sand it, how do you prepare the surface?
I wouldn't sandblast. I mean, I think you could sand it, scrape it and sand it and get it off that way. But you're going to have to get a clean surface so that you can adhere that new metal. And you know what? You could also, if you can't solder it in place or braze it in place, you could cut a piece of metal and with a silicone sealant underneath, put a layer of metal over the old one and then screw it down, making a mechanical sort of patch.
Well, outdoor kitchens are a growing trend, and for good reason. If you're big on summer barbecues but tired of running back and forth from your kitchen to your grill, an outdoor kitchen is the perfect way to put prep, cooking, and cleanup all in one place while keeping you close to the party. But if this is a project that you've been putting off, there is an easy way to build a complete outdoor kitchen yourself using stackable blocks.
Yeah, it's called Rumblestone, and it's a product made by Pavestone. Now, these look like rustic stones, and they come in kits that stack, you know, kind of just like Legos. They're modular, and they can be used to build all sorts of popular outdoor features. So, fire pit, grill enclosure, planters, or yes, even a complete outdoor kitchen. The process is pretty simple. You start by laying out the base and setting your first row of Rumblestone blocks right on top of your concrete patio. And from there, the next rows are stacked right on top of each other. Now, there's no need for mortar in between, which makes it super easy. You just run a bead of Quikrete Advanced Polymer Construction Adhesive between the stones.
All right. Now, the Rumblestone kits, they're available in a variety of sizes and a variety of components. So the prices are going to vary, but they start around $250, and they can also be used for traditional paver projects like patios, walls, even landscape borders. Quikrete also has a step-by-step video of a beautiful outdoor kitchen made with Rumblestones and then topped with a concrete countertop available online. So definitely worth checking out.
Rumblestones are a great way to build a beautiful outdoor kitchen yourself. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Now we've got Joan in Missouri on the line who needs some help building a habitat for some furry friends. What's going on?
I'd like to put an enclosed space on the back of my house for my cat. Not with a solid roof, but with like a wire roof.
Okay.
But the issue is that it's going to be 24 by 22. And
wow.
I don't know. I've built small things, but I'm not sure how to span something that wide because I don't want the uprights in the middle.
You must have a really important cat. You're making over 400 square feet of space for that cat, is that right?
Well, the idea is it's going to just enclose the patio.
I see.
And okay. Then I haven't poured the patio yet.
I see. Well, look, I mean, anything that big qualifies as an addition. It's not just a pen or a patio. I mean, this is a pretty significant addition. So my first question is whether or not you're impacting any zoning laws in your town that would limit what you can do.
Now, we have very low limits here.
All right, you have very low limits. Okay. But at the same time, you want to make sure that whatever you put in terms of the patio can support the structure. So you say you want to enclose it. And I presume since it's an open roof, you don't ever want to heat it. Is that right?
Right.
You said it would be open, but you're not going to have any rain protection over it?
No.
Well, what kind of roof structure are you thinking about?
I'm thinking like hardware cloth. I just want something that will keep, like, birds, obviously, out and, you know, wildlife, stray cats, that sort of thing.
I don't know. I mean, it seems to me if you're going to build something that's 22 by 24, that's a pretty big construction project. I'd put a roof on it at the same time because who knows, maybe somebody who buys your house in the future would love to have an enclosed patio and would, you know, be particularly important that they have a roof at the same time. Anything that you put on there in terms of, you know, cloth or temporary is just not going to last very long. And frankly, it won't be tough enough to keep birds and insects from nesting it.
Oh, no. Hardware cloth is like large square screen wire.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about, but I'm just thinking that you're going to have to put to have something that's that span. Like if it's going to be say 22 foot off your house, you have to have some sort of a structure to support that. You can't the hardware cloth or whatever you use is not going to just sit by itself. It's going to have kind of like a roof structure, a roof rafter structure.
Right, that's what I don't know how to do.
Yeah, and it's a good question because it's actually a lot of work to do that. First of all, is this a one-story house or is it a two-story house?
Yes, one-story.
One-story. So that those beams, those rafters, to have any kind of slope to them, would have to start up way high on the roof. And this means you have to intersect them with your existing roof. This is a big project, and it's not something I think you should take on lightly. But anything of that size is an awful lot of work, and I think you would be...
I wasn't going to do it. Myself, I was going to have my sons do it, but I would have to be the one to design it and tell them what, you know, how to do it.
But you don't have the skill set to do that. So
no.
I think you would be wise to get some professional help, at least on the layout and the specs for this, because there's a lot of changes, you know, a lot of decisions that have to be made. And most of the time, if you tackle something like this, I can just tell you, I've seen it time and time again. If you tackle something like this and it's not done well, it is going to devalue your house. It is going to be an eyesore. It's going to be a maintenance headache, and people are going to be really turned off by it if you ever want to sell. So I would put the time and the effort into it to design a nice solid roof patio space. You could have it furnished if you want. You can let the cats in there. You keep the water out. You know, you could even think about heating it at some point in the future or cooling it. But I would not do it, you know.
So this is pretty much a professional project.
It really is a professional project. Of that size, yeah, that's a professional project.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. What projects are you tackling this spring weekend? Whatever it is, let the Money Pit give you a hand. The Money Pit's coming to you from the Angie Studios. Let Angie take your home projects from start to finish. Download the app today. Coming up, have your windows or doors become an unexpected target for a seriously lost bird? Well, we've got tips on why bird strikes happen and what you can do to prevent them next. 888 Money Pit. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Your story begins here. Voted 2021 Best in the North State to hold a work event. Book your event and let Wind River Resort and Casino make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. 530-339-7454 or visit WindRiver.com.
WinRiver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
Is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your home improvement question. Just click on Leave a Message on MoneyPit.com. So tell me about the new basketball net going in, Leslie. What's the story?
Let me tell you, it's going to be a project and a half. What started off so easy, it was like a negotiation. Like, hey, kids, you're 14 and 10. Can we get rid of the playset that no one's touched for like 2 years? And they're like, oh. I'm like, what if I put up a basketball net? Now, Tom, you've been to my house. You've seen my backyards maybe, what, like 10 by 20?
Yeah, yeah.
Super small.
It won't be a full court game going on there, that's for sure.
Oh, gosh. It's going to be a game of horse at best.
Yeah.
But I can't have a freestanding one. So, of course, you know, I got a little guy and a tall guy. So I want one of those height-adjustable garage-mounted hoops. No problem. You can buy one. They're not terribly expensive, but they're certainly not inexpensive. And I can't imagine that my garage is going to be on that little front eave there is going to be able to support this. I imagine I'm going to have to build some sort of structure on the inside to kind of help take that weight. And then, you know, we have that, I think ours are, I have the CertainTeed shingle. It's kind of like the Hardy shingle. It's that prefabricated one. And I wonder how I'm going to, you know, drill through that without cracking them and ruining everything. It's a bigger project than I want.
Yeah, you're going to drill through it, that's for sure. And you're going to make sure that if it's a shingle, you're going to have to put a pad underneath it, like a cedar shingle or something like that, so it comes out flat. And the key is to try to distribute the weight so you're not, like, over any hollow part of that shingle. So you got some work to do there for sure. I'm sure you got a couple of extra shingles so that when they turn, like, 24, you know, you can take it down and and put the shingles back together.
Oh, you mean when they never move out and I never move to a bigger house because of what things are? You know, be here forever playing basketball in my postage stamp backyard. Well, birds of a feather flock together, except for the ones that unexpectedly fly into your window.
Whoops.
Now, the American... oh my gosh, I can't even believe how often it does happen. The American Bird Conservancy reports an average of 2 birds are killed per home every year because of window strikes, which happen mostly during the spring and fall migration. And here's why that happens and what you can do to keep your house off of the flight path.
Now, the reason birds fly straight into windows and then also sliding glass doors is usually because of an optical illusion. Birds may think they can fly in one window and out an opposite window of your home, or they're kind of fooled by the reflection of the glass and they think seeing trees and shrubs or clear sky means they got a clear path. And this even happens at night because they can crash into lighted windows because they see plants inside and they see indoors, but they think that they can sort of fly right through.
Yeah, I mean, it's disturbing to find those injured birds around the house, but there are easy things that you can do to prevent these window strikes. Now, the basic idea is to make that glass less reflective and more visible to the birds. So here's some affordable DIY tricks that are going to work. Outside, you can hang reflective items outside the windows like decals or wind chimes, and that's going to distract birds away from it. And you can also apply closely spaced white or black tape strips or other decals on the glass. Or you can even draw high contrast patterns on the window with soap or washable paint, which could be a cool project for the kids. I mean, no one wants to have the birds hit the window. It's terrible.
Now, you can also close shutters, of course, in any window that's not in use, or use shades or awnings to minimize the reflection. Make sure you move bird feeders and bird baths either within 3 feet, like really close, or more than 30 feet away from the windows. And you could also consider attaching a window screen or a light netting to the outside window frame to provide sort of a cushioning effect if the bird still manages to hit that window.
Now, there are simple things that you can do indoors as well, like keeping your blinds, the shades, or even the curtains at least partially closed and turning off lights at night. And if these do-it-yourself options don't work, you can find anti-collision products online, like specialized stickers that you can add to your windows to make sure that the birds can see the window before they crash into them.
Anti-collision products. I could have used that when my kids were little because they're always running into things, right?
I mean, please, I find that we run into screens more often than the glass. So either way, somebody's banging into something. Whether you're a bird or a human, it's happening.
It sounds like a baby-proofing item, an anti-collision system. Well, all right. Let's save a few birds out there, shall we, people?
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, if your spring cleaning includes power washing some stained concrete surfaces, we're going to share a sealer that you can use to protect against a wide variety of stains and more when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Now that winter's passed, have you noticed rotted wood around your windows, doors, or exterior trim? Over time, wood can become damaged from exposure to moisture, bugs, and UV. But there's no need to replace that damaged wood. You can repair it instead.
That's right. Abitron's liquid wood and wood epoxy are easy-to-use epoxy adhesives that make structural, shrink-free, cost-effective repairs to rotted or damaged wood. These products are great for windows, doors, columns, or other wooden features that have been exposed to the elements and are showing signs of deterioration. They restore the wood for a permanent repair.
And here's how. Liquid wood penetrates deep into soft, deteriorated wood and then hardens, restoring its strength. And wood epoxy is a lightweight epoxy wood filler that rebuilds missing wood. It hardens to a material that can be worked just like real wood.
Both products can be sanded and painted, saving you the time, trouble, and expense of replacing rotted wood. Abitron Liquid Wood and Wood Epoxy are proven by decades of outstanding performance. To learn more and find a dealer near you, visit abitron.com. That's A-B as in boy, A-T-R-O-N.com. Abitron. A new year means new home projects, and Angie, formerly Angie's List, makes it easy to get the job done right, from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will actually handle the rest, from start to finish, or connect you to a top pro who can. So you can start crossing things off that 2022 to-do list in just a few taps. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
No one likes stepping onto a cold tile floor in the winter, especially with bare feet.
With SunTouch floor warming, that never has to happen again. You can easily install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and enjoy warm floors for just pennies a day.
Fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro. SunTouch has all the products and support you need.
Join millions of households across America and choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at SunTouch.com.
Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. If you've got a home improvement question, go ahead and click on Leave a Message on MoneyPit.com. You'll see the blue button, the little microphone there. You can record your question, and if you do, and you send it to us, you will be at the top of the list when we get ready to return those calls.
The Money Pit is coming to you from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, and it's your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie can help you get it done. Download the Angie app today.
Well, painting is a great spring project, and if that's on your to-do list, we have a fantastic product to give away to one listener, the Wagner Control Pro 170 High Efficiency Airless Paint Sprayer. This makes those projects go pretty fast, right, Les?
Oh, my goodness. You can paint three times faster than if you were painting with a roller. Plus, you're going to use way less paint because it's 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. And what's so great about the Wagner Control Pro 170 is that as a homeowner, you can tackle far bigger projects than you would have on your own before. You'd just have gone out and hired a pro, but now you can tackle it yourself. It's super easy to use. It applies a high-quality finish that you can be proud of, and you can say, yeah, I hired a pro. That's me.
It's available both in-store and online at Lowe's Home Improvement. That Wagner Control Pro 170 paint sprayer going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Reach out to us with your home improvement question by clicking on Leave a Message on MoneyPit.com.
Jeff in South Carolina is dealing with some unwanted visitors to their Money Pit. Tell us what's going on.
I have a couple of feral cats that are running around in my backyard. I have a bird bath, and the cats stalk the bird bath, and when the birds come in to take a drink and a splash, they jump up and they kill the bird. And what I've done is I've poured the water out of the bird bath to keep the birds away, but how do I get rid of the cats?
I mean, there's a lot of initiatives around the country with organizations that will help deal with the feral cat issue. Many of them run what's called a TNR program, which is trap, neuter, and return. So the idea is that they trap the cats humanely, like with a have-a-heart trap or something like that. They neuter them. Then they return them to the environment, but hopefully not in your neighborhood where they're used to finding that source of food. And so I would turn to an organization like that that can help you trap the cats and get them off of your property. And if they have the added support that they can neuter the cats, then that helps the overall community from stopping these cats from reproducing.
And you know what else? We had an issue years ago when there's a person on our block who, you know, feeds every cat in town and has about like 30 cats and kittens just living in their backyard. And the neighbor next door was doing a ton of work. There was a dumpster with like food scraps and stuff in it. And so all the cats kind of just meandered into my yard. And I had called the village because, I mean, honestly, I didn't mind the cats being there, but they were killing like a possum. And now all of a sudden I had to clean up a dead possum and birds. And, you know, I really don't want to be doing that. So I called the village and the village referred me to the town. So long story short, I made a bunch of calls to finally get to someone in the county who told me that where I live, feral cats have the same rights as squirrels, which means you can do nothing about them. But if you do find a local cat rescue, they might be willing to come and help you, you know, take the cats, find them, you know, a place to be adopted by. And, you know, maybe if you find a place that you feel comfortable with, you know, a donation might not hurt in helping them to get the cats off your property. So you never know. I might, you know, make a call to your town or your village and see where that goes, too.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, if you've ever poured a fresh new concrete porch or a patio or a driveway or a sidewalk, you might notice that while it's new, it looks fantastic, but it can quickly lose that new concrete luster. Well, Quikrete has a product that both cures new concrete and seals new or existing concrete to protect it against a wide range of stains.
Yeah, it's called Quikrete Cure and Seal, and it works for both new or existing concrete. For new concrete, Cure and Seal promotes proper curing, and that's going to help make that concrete stronger. It's also going to increase its durability and reduce shrinkage cracks.
And for existing concrete, it will repel water as well as protect and seal surfaces from acids and grease and road salt and more. I also like
that it makes the surface a lot easier to clean. And when winter comes along, it's going to protect it from winter damage caused by freeze and thaw cycles, too.
To learn more about Quikrete Cure and Seal, head to Quikrete.com. Quikrete, it's what America's made of.
Renee, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
My question is concerning my sump pump. Obviously, a sump pump in the basement. And for a long time, for several months, I had not heard the sump pump going off. A few months ago, when it was raining very hard, I went down to the basement to see why the sump pump wasn't kicking on, and it was the well was filled with water. So I went ahead and I, you know, drained the water out by, you know, bucketing, taking buckets of this, pouring buckets of water out. And so I got down to see where the ball was. Okay. And it still wouldn't come on. So I tapped the ball, and then eventually when the water rose, it did kick on again. But now I'm hearing this gurgling sound in my kitchen sink piping, and I want to know why.
Where is the sump pump discharging? Is it discharging into this basement sink?
The sump pump discharges, it's connected to the outside sewer line, and the line is connected to the basement sink, the kitchen sink.
Okay, so first of all, it has to go through a trap. If it doesn't go through a trap, you may get sewage gas that comes back into the basement. So that's the first thing. Secondly, the gurgling might just because it doesn't have enough water in the sump itself. You're probably pulling a lot of air in there. And thirdly, because your sump pump was filling up when you had heavy rain, the source of that water is easily within your ability to repair and stop. Generally, when your sump pump fills up after heavy rain, it's because your gutters are clogged or overflowing, or your downspouts are not discharging away from the foundation, or the soil around the house is not slipping away from the outside walls. That's what causes problems with water filling up in basements and floods in a sort, because the outside surface drainage is just not set up right. So I would focus on improving your exterior drainage. There's a great article on moneypit.com about how to solve wet basements. A lot of that advice applies to this. And then you'll find that the sump pump will have to run that much less.
Okay. That's great news.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to get your home projects done right.
And they mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, roof repair to repainting, and maintenance to remodel. Download the Angie app today to get started.
Coming up, the three R's, reduce, reuse, and recycle, are key to living a green lifestyle. We're going to share tips to help with one green table building project that delivers all next.
Live in a Money Pit.
Hey kids, what's your favorite kids' meal at Black Bear Diner? Is it a mini volcano, burger sliders, chicken strips, or strawberry French toast? This month, have a grown-up bring you into Black Bear Diner, and while you're here, ask for a happy cupcake coloring sheet, get creative, and have them post your creation for a chance to win a meal for you and your favorite adults. We can't wait to see what you come up with. Happening this month only at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at moneypit.com/podcast. If you've got a question, reach out to us by clicking on leave a message at moneypit.com.
Tracy's written in with a question, and this is a question we get pretty often, but I always wonder the opposite. Why not put up wallpaper? But that's not Tracy's question. Tracy's saying, how can I take off wallpaper that's on top of plaster? Do I just sheetrock over it? Can I take it off completely? I say just put on a nicer new wallpaper. But, you know, let's help you out with what you want.
But that's you. Yeah, and then, you know, 10 years from now, whoever has to take that off is going to take off two layers of wallpaper, which is
I'm never moving.
Yeah. Well, look, Tracy, I am of the opinion that you should always take the wallpaper off. It is a lot easier than what you think. There's a handy tool called a paper tiger that will score or put little tiny holes in that wallpaper. And then the key is to saturate it. I mean, really saturate it. If you have enough water that you rub over that wall or spray over that wall, like with a pump-up garden sprayer kind of saturate, you know, look, if you got like hardwood floors underneath, you got to protect them, but you got to make it wet. You got to do it a section at a time. If you can catch an edge, especially if it's a coated paper, you might be able to peel it off. But if not, start at one side, work to the other, scrape it off until it comes off completely. If you're really having a hard time, the surefire way to make it easier is to go out and rent a steam wallpaper remover. A wallpaper steamer basically will put some hot steam right where it has to be, and that definitely will melt the adhesive and have that paper coming off in sheets.
All right. I hope that helps you, Tracy. But listen, wallpaper's super nice, so start with a fresh surface and then put up a new wallpaper. They're really fun. All right, so, Tom, we've got a quick one here. Frank in California wants to replace some windows, but they're in stucco, so what's the best way to cut and remove them from the stucco?
Yeah, so you'd think it's a big answer. It's not. You don't remove the stucco. What you do is you order replacement windows, which are custom-made to fit inside the existing window openings. That's going to save you a whole lot of work, Frank. So just go ahead and order replacements. It's a different type of window than a new construction window, and they will go in perfectly every time.
All right. I hope that helps you out, Frank. It seems like your project got a lot smaller, so well done.
Well, when it comes to a green lifestyle, the three R's, reduce, reuse, and recycle, are key. Leslie has tips to help with one green building project that delivers all three in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, this is truly about the fourth R. Let's talk about that. Repurposing. And it really is a great trick of the trade. You just take usual items that you have around your house and you turn them into functional and quite good-looking side tables. You know those glazed ceramic garden stools? A lot of people use them outside on their porches and their decks. You can find them pretty much everywhere from discount shops to even super high-end stores. Now, those look fantastic as a little unexpected side table or even in the bathroom as just a place to put like an orchid and a candle or some rolled up towels, like something really cute, but it's just another use for something that might normally go outside that can look really sharp and special inside. Other things to consider: rain drums, vintage wire baskets, old suitcases stacked, even musical instruments. All of these can work really well as a table base. I mean, sometimes you might say, a violin, how am I going to do that? But if you get a very simple table base and kind of attach these instruments to that base with the top, suddenly you have a very unique and interesting side table. So don't let the item that you have sort of dissuade you from building something, because there's always a way to make that piece work. All you need really is a tempered glass on the top, and you are good to go. So if you find something around your house that you need some help figuring out how to make it work, send us a photo. We'll happily help you out.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, do you love water pools and features? Well, we're going to share a very cool option to create a natural in-ground pool that is beautiful and earth-friendly on the very next edition of the Money Pit. And I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.